WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide for navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your to-do list is a never-ending monster and self-care is just a distant memory? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies hustle, and burnout seems to be the new badge of honor. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving into something crucial: taking breaks and practicing self-care not as a luxury, but as a vital ingredient for living a fulfilling and resilient life. Think of it like this. Your mind and body are incredible machines capable of amazing things, right? But just like any machine, they need regular maintenance to keep running smoothly. Pushing yourself constantly without taking time to recharge is like trying to drive your car non-stop without ever refueling. Eventually, you're going to crash and burn. Now, I know what you might be thinking. But Taylor, I don't have time for self-care, I'm too busy. Here's the thing. Taking breaks actually makes you more productive in the long run. When you step away from the grind, your mind can clear, recharge, and return with renewed focus and creativity. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental software. So, how do we make this happen? How do we weave self-care into our busy schedules without feeling guilty or overwhelmed? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Schedule it in. This isn't a joke. Literally block out time for breaks and self-care activities just like you would any other important appointment. It might sound silly, but it forces your brain to prioritize it. 2. Embrace the power of no. You don't have to say yes to everything. Learning to politely decline requests that drain your energy or time allows you to create space for what truly matters, including taking care of yourself. 3. Find your happy place. What activities truly recharge you? Maybe it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, listening to music, or simply taking a hot bath. Discover what brings you joy and make time for it regularly. Oh, disconnect to reconnect. We're constantly bombarded with notifications and information overload. Set aside dedicated time to disconnect from screens, put your phone on airplane mode, close your laptop, and give your mind a break from the digital noise. This helps you focus on what's truly important in the present moment. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Treat yourself with the same compassion and care that you would offer a close friend. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a day or two, just get back on track when you can. Let me tell you about this time I was working on a big project, deadlines looming everywhere, feeling the pressure like a vice grip. I powered through for days, fueled by coffee and sheer willpower. But then, bam, my brain hit a wall. Creativity vanished, motivation evaporated, and all I felt was burnt out. That's when I realized I had neglected my own needs. I wasn't taking breaks, sleeping enough, or even stepping outside for fresh air. It was like trying to run a marathon without training. So I made a conscious decision to hit the pause button. I took a long walk in nature, listened to some calming music, and allowed myself to simply relax and recharge. And guess what? When I returned to my work, I felt refreshed, focused, and more productive than ever before. Remember, taking breaks and practicing self-care isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and wisdom. It's about recognizing your limits, honoring your needs, and investing in your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. So go ahead, schedule those breaks, indulge in some self-care, and watch your productivity soar. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who could use a reminder to prioritize their well-being. And don't forget to leave a review, it helps others discover the power of stoic wisdom in everyday life. Until next time, keep striving for that mental fortitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.